Listening Library presents All the Days Past, All the Days to Come by Mildred D. Taylor. Read for you by Allison Johnson. Author's note. I was born in Mississippi. When I was 3 weeks old, my father was involved in a racial incident, and he made the abrupt decision to leave Mississippi. He left that same day. When I was 3 months old, he sent for my mother, my sister, and me, and we all went north. Many of my family followed, but each year we all returned to Mississippi, for that was where our roots were, where my grandparents and other family still lived. In Mississippi, I heard the N-word often spoken. I heard it spoken late one night when our family was traveling a rural road and my father was stopped by police and taken off to jail, leaving my mother, my sister, and me parked in our new car, frightened, staring out at the blackness of the night. I heard the N-word when I went with cousins to an ice cream parlor in Jackson, the capital of Mississippi, and we were told to go to the back of the building to be served. I heard the N-word when my sister and I wanted to try on clothes in a department store. I heard the N-word just in casual talk whenever white people were around. But it was not only in Mississippi that I heard the N-word. I heard it in Toledo, where I grew up. I heard it when I was 14 years old, and the first African-American girl was elected queen of a Toledo high school, and an effigy was hung on the school grounds. All across America, I heard the N-word. In Iowa, when my family was refused lodging. In Wyoming, when we were refused seating in a restaurant, but were allowed to buy food for takeout. I heard it as a young married when my husband and I were stopped by police in Los Angeles. I heard the N-word throughout my childhood and as an adult. It is